Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, sitting in for Adora Udoji. She is off on assignment. Writer Jane Gross has been reporting on the elderly and aging for 4 years now, but it was her experience caring for her late mother that forms the emotional foundation of a new blog she's doing for the New York Times called The New Old Age. Just because we're living longer doesn't mean we're living better, but there are steps you can take, whether you're taking care of family members or looking ahead for yourself. And we got Jane up pretty early, and we know she's taking care of herself. She's had some tea now, and she joins us by phone. Hey, Jane.
Hi, good morning, and forgive my voice.
It's quite all right. Now, you have the benefit now of 20/20 hindsight in taking care of your mother through the end of her life. What didn't you know that you want to make sure others know now?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know a lot of things. I think the most basic thing I didn't know is that Medicare and, you know, the other medical insurance programs that you think cover this kind of stuff don't.
Take another big gulp of tea there.
I like your voice, Jane. You obviously were at the Yankee game yesterday where I was screaming for Mike Mussina. That's clear.
It's a little bit embarrassing. Forgive me.
I was taking Brenda Vaccaro myself, not a sports analogy. Now, Jane, what is new about growing old?
First, that there are so many more people living, you know, into their late 80s, 90s, and longer, because they're not dying of the things that they used to die of. And if they live that long without, you know, dying of the more ordinary things, often old age is lasts for a very long time. You're either cognitively impaired or physically very frail, as opposed to being sick with, you know, a sort of frank disease that can be treated in some kind of way. And, you know, it's sort of the wheels are falling off the bicycle. I think what we would historically call dying of old age, as opposed to dying of something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the infrastructure for this, which you talk about in your blog in a lot of detail, has been eroding for quite some time. I mean, one or two generations ago, this was the kind of thing that the extended family dealt with, perhaps not in the best possible way, but certainly to a greater extent than we're able to do it today, where everyone's an individual, everyone's living in their own home, and you know, extended families may exist, but only on the telephone. How lonely is it to be a caregiver in this era compared with what it must have been like two generations ago?
Oh, well, I mean, it's hugely lonely. I mean, in my family, it was me and my younger brother, period. You know, your point about the difference in families is very well taken, because not only are they scattered, but the women who would ordinarily and, you know, in many ways still carry the weight of this are working.
Right.
You know, going to that isolation factor you were talking about, John, Jane's blog, it isn't very old. And you already have people complaining about how there's too much personal venting about the woes of taking care of elderly parents. And I'm wondering, you know, what that says about the need for people to just have a place to talk about this.
Well, actually, the day after that venting complaint, I guess it was yesterday, there were many comments from people talking exactly about what you're talking about, which is that the venting reflects how lonely it is. It also is something that doesn't exactly enliven a cocktail party. If this is what you're doing and this is what sort of pops out of your mouth in conversation, the only people who really want to listen to you are people who are going through it at the same time.
Now, Jane, we're going to have to wrap this up, but I want to ask you, what was your biggest takeaway after caring for your mother? What did you walk away with?
Well, I was extremely fortunate in that my mother and I wound up much, much closer than we were beforehand. My brother and I wound up much closer than we were beforehand. So, I mean, there was a great deal of sort of reconciliation in my family, which was wonderful.
Jane, I want to thank you for your time.
Tea and honey now, Jane.
Yes.
Take care of yourself.
Yes, indeed.
All right, the blog is The New Old Age. Now we turn to...
Well, hold on 1 second. You know, Femi's right here. But,
right.
You know, that reminds me of a quote of a dear family friend of ours who had like 13 siblings. And she said when her mother died, that she always thought of herself as a member of a big family until she had to care for her mother and she discovered she was an only child because the rest of the family didn't want anything to do with the care of an elderly parent. It's such a lonely, passionate, emotional experience.